and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's see what Amazon has for us. Introducing Amazon EC2 R7i Instances. Amazon EC2 has launched the new R7i instances for the truly indecisive customers who just can't make up their minds between memory, compute, I/O, or the number 7. Like for like, they're roughly 5% more expensive than the R6i equivalent instance. Cue whining about price performance that sails past the heads of the realities of many customer workloads. AWS announces Amazon Redshift integration with Visual Studio Code. Unfortunately, Microsoft has already beaten them to market via integrating VS Code with Excel. AWS announces member account level credit sharing preferences. This is a great thing, both for large organizations that have complicated accounting problems around the free flow of credits between accounts, and for employees who shine at their absolute best when stealing credit from other teams. CloudWatch launches out-of-the-box alarm recommendations for AWS services. In what can only be described as AWS finally lending you a helping hand, you can now get prepackaged alarm recommendations for your favorite services. Nothing says progress like handing you an off-the-shelf list rather than DIY your digital house of horrors. Congrats, CloudWatch, you're not as useless as you were yesterday. Someday, they might even deign to give us a one-click, deploy these to my account for me. And I'm being entirely sincere here. This is a great service for those of us who are intimidated by a blank page upon which I need to now craft a sensible default. Leapfrog from CentOS 7.9 to Red Hat Enterprise Linux 8.9 with Convert to RHEL and Leap utilities on AWS. This is great news for the customers who were running CentOS 7 because it was supposed to be supported for a full 10 years, who then find themselves getting screwed over by the upcoming surprise lifecycle shortening by Red Hat. This presupposes that those customers, finding themselves completely pantsed by Red Hat, figure that their best option is to pay Red Hat money for screwing them over rather than migrating to alternatives that stand by their commitments to users. Enhance your security posture by storing Amazon Redshift admin credentials without human intervention using AWS Secrets Manager integration. Deep integration with other AWS services is one way that Secrets Manager can increasingly differentiate itself from Systems Manager Parameter Store by ways other than we cost money instead of being free. Value for money. I'm here for it. Archive to cold storage with Amazon DynamoDB. Remember, if you don't need rapid access to data, you probably can save a bunch of money by putting it into storage media that responds slightly more slowly. Keeping an eye on your cattle using AI technology. In an effort to corner the livestock surveillance market, Amazon's latest brainchild involves using machine learning to track your cows, because farmers, having toiled over their fields from dawn till dusk, were desperately awaiting a solution to monitor Bessie late into the night. Move over traditional farming, the artificial intelligence cow herders are here. Amusingly, a bunch of Amazon's generative AI solutions are in preview, which means they don't support CloudFormation. That means that the systems you implement to track your cattle are themselves pets rather than cattle. Top 10 unforgettable moments from AWS Gen AI Day. In another self-congratulatory post from the AWS blog detailing 10 unforgettable moments from Gen AI, they managed to forget to make it even slightly engaging to anyone not employed by AWS. Honestly, an exec tripping over a microphone cord and face-planting on the live stream would have been required to make anything unforgettably distinguished from the constant fire hose of Gen AI content without substance. And finally, Stellantis, driving innovation by investing in employees' digital skills. In a stunning revelation, Stellantis has realized that treating its employees with a modicum of respect might score them innovation points. Brave, really? Translated from PR speak, they're throwing AWS training at them and crossing their fingers. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. You know where this is going.